I'm going to tell you a story today about a boy called Tommy. And I don't know if you might have heard this story, but I'm sure it's such a good one you'd like to hear it again. Tommy was a little boy who couldn't use his legs properly. And he couldn't even use his hands very well. He was a cripple. And he didn't have a mum or a dad. But his auntie was very kind to him. And so he came to live with his auntie. And they lived up about four stories high in a flat in the city. And because Tommy couldn't walk, it was very hard for him to get out of the flat because he couldn't walk downstairs. And so most of the time he stayed in one room in his auntie's little flat. And he couldn't go to school or anything. But he did learn to read. And he used to just sit in his room, and sometimes his friend would come after school and visit him, and he had a little friend. And one day his little friend came up to visit Tommy, and Tommy said to him, "Will you do something for me?" And his friend said, "Sure." And he said, "I want you to go and find a book about a man who went about doing good." And his friend said, "Sure, what's it called?" And he said, "I don't know. Just go and see if you can find in the bookshop. Here's my money." So he gave him a few cents, because he was very poor, he didn't have much money. So he gave his friend a few cents and he said, "Can you go and find out in the bookshop where there's this book about a man who went about doing good?" So his little friend said, "Okay." So the next day he went around and he went to one bookshop and he said to the man in the bookshop, "Can you give me the book about the man who went about doing good?" And the man in the bookshop said, "What's its name?" He said, "I don't know." "Well, who's the man that went about doing good?" "I don't know." And the man said, "Sorry, I can't sell you a book if I don't know what the name is." The little boy thought, okay, I'll go to a different bookshop. So he went to another bookshop and he said, he waited in line at the counter, and when it was his turn, the man looked at him and says, "What do you want, sonny?" And he said, "I want the book about the man who went about doing good. Who do you think it was? Who's the man who went about doing good?" Yeah, but he didn't know his name, because he didn't know about Jesus. He just wanted the book about the man who went about doing good. And so when the man asked him what he wanted, he said, "I want the book about the man who went about doing good." And the man said, "But what's its name?" And he said, "I don't know." Oh dear, so this happened. He went to lots of different bookshops. Eventually he went to a bookshop and he lined up, and there were some other people lining up, and he lined up there too. And he went to the counter and the man said, "What do you want, sonny?" And he said, "I'm looking for the book about the man who went about doing good." And the man said, "Well, what's the name of the book?" And he said, "I don't know. I just want the book about the man who went about doing good." And there was another man standing in the line behind him and he said, "Sonny, do you mean the Bible?" And he said, "Maybe." And he said, so the shopkeeper said, "Okay, I've got a Bible." So he went and found a Bible. And he brought it to him. And he said, "That'll be $50 or something." And the little boy said, "I've only got 50 cents. It wasn't very much money." And he said, "Sorry, sonny, I can't sell you the Bible for 50 cents. And the man behind said, "I'll pay for it." So he paid for him to have this Bible. So he was very excited. He went running up the stairs all the way up the top to his friend and he said, I found the book. And he gave it to him. And so Tommy started reading, because someone had taught him to read. So he started reading in the Bible about the man who went about doing good, and he found out that his name was Jesus. And he loved all the stories about Jesus. And then he read about all these different things that Jesus went about doing. And he thought, and Jesus asked, he said, "Go into all the world and tell the world." And Tommy thought, "I can't go into all the world because my legs don't work. And my hand doesn't even work properly." He thought, "God, what can I do?" So he prayed and he asked God, "What can I do?" And so one day he got this brilliant idea. So he's been reading in the Bible about, you know, the verse that says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son," in John 3:16. So he wrote it down on a piece of paper. Now his hands were really crooked, so he couldn't write properly, and so he was writing down these verses, and it took him a long time. He wrote it out on a little piece of paper, And then he could reach up. He had a window there. And he threw the paper out the window. And he went all the way down to the ground. And the street was going past all the way down the bottom. And people would be walking along. And they'd see this little bit of paper coming down. And they'd pick it up and think, oh, where did that come from? And they'd look everywhere. And they couldn't tell where it came from. And they'd find these lovely little Bible verses. Well, one day, a man was walking along. He'd been very, very sad. He was a very rich man, but some bad things had happened in his life. And so he was feeling really sad. And he was walking along one day, and he was just looking down at the ground because he was not very happy. And suddenly he saw a little piece of paper come down in front of him. He thought, oh. So he picked it up, and he read it. And it was a verse about how much Jesus loves people and wants to change their lives around. And he thought, wow, I remember I used to go to church. So I think maybe I need to make friends with Jesus again. So he started reading his Bible. And he started learning about Jesus, and his life was changed. And he thought one day, I wish I knew where that little piece of paper came from. It was like it came out of heaven. And I know it probably didn't come out of heaven, but I'd like to know where it came from. So he went back to that street, and he just stood there. And he watched, and he watched, and he watched, and he saw a little piece of paper come down. And he thought, oh, where did that come from? And he looked up at the flat, and he saw all the different windows, and he thought, I wonder which window it came out of. So he kept on watching. And then he saw a little hand come out a window. And he saw the piece of paper coming down, and he ran over and he grabbed it. He thought, now I know which window it comes from. So he went inside the building and he went up all the steps, but he didn't know which flat it was. So he went knocking on the doors. He went knocking on the doors. And eventually he found the door where Tommy's auntie opened the door, and he said, is there somebody in your house that is throwing little bits of paper out the window? And she said, oh, that would be Tommy. And he said, can I meet Tommy? So she took him in, and he met Tommy. And he had lots of good talks with Tommy, and he told Tommy how his life had been changed because of his little pieces of paper that he put out the window. And he was a very rich man, and he said to Tommy's auntie, you know, he realised that they lived in a very poor house. They didn't have a lot to eat. They didn't have very much nice furniture. And he said, you know, I live out in the country and I have a very nice house. Would you like to come and live with me? And Tommy said, I have to talk to my friend about this. Which friend do you think he's going to talk to? He's going to talk to Jesus. He said, I'll give you my answer after I've talked to my friend. Anyway, one day the rich man came back and knocked on the door, and he said, have you thought about it, Tommy? Would you like to come and live with me out in the country? I have a beautiful house and I have lovely parks all around my house. And Tommy said, do you have a window where there's lots of people walking past? And the man said, no, you don't understand. I live out in the country where there's not many people at all. It's nice. Only the gardener sometimes walks past. And Tommy said, well, I'm sorry, sir, but I can't come and live with you because I have a job to do. I have to share my faith with people who are in this city, and I can't help people if there's nobody going past the window. So the man was he thought, yes, you're making the right choice, because it was very important for him that he was sharing his faith with other people. So do you think boys and girls can share their faith with other people? They can. Maybe you might not write out pieces of paper, but if you pray to God, he'll show you some way you can share your faith. Mm-hmm.